Welcome back to the Gregory Neesmith Show, a special delivery of underdog stuff. It's also the voice of the underdog. With that, I'm going to do a quick introduction of our special guest, Miss Vivian Mandela, who is who's been around and in construction for the past 20 years. And her passions include construction, social justice, housing, and livable wage reform. And her biggest passions include her three amazing kids. And she is the founder of CMC Workforce, which is a long-term education and training based apprenticeship program. And CMC Workforce works with everybody, regardless of their past.
So our biggest population that we serve are women and men coming back from being previously incarcerated. So just by happenstance, we don't need any our vetting is a little different than normal vetting. The guys don't need GEDs or diplomas or anything like that. They just need to want to dig deep and start a career in construction. So that takes a special person. So our vetting, we start the process a little differently than most. So
very cool. And we'll get into some of that vetting process before we dive into some of what you do. I do want to just get your quick thoughts on both something our caller Deborah brought up,
right,
and the honor of the week, which that Florida actually voted to allow folks who've been previously incarcerated with felony offenses get their right to vote back if they've served their time,
right,
which they were only one of the three states. It's amazing that there's still three states that would do that, strip folks right to vote away from them for life. And then also talk about the wildfires and folks who are out there working for a dollar. Just your thoughts on both of those topics.
So the men and women that are out working for a dollar, it's actually spotlighted in California because of the high risk that's involved, but it's actually something that we do in the state also. When guys, you'll drive by them or ride the train or subway by them, they're picking up garbage by the side of the road. Every state does that. Every state has a policy where they use people that have been, that are in prisons for public, quote unquote, public service or jobs that are on the lowest rung. These guys get paid as little as 6 cents for some of the work that they do, all the way up to a dollar. A lot of the guys that come to us, and when I say guys, I mean guys and gals. So they come to us with a lot of experience, specifically in construction too, because they build the prisons, they clean the prisons, they make the soap for the prisons, and so none of that, if you're dealing with that population, is shocking to me.
No, it's not. But knowing that one of your passions is a livable wage, I know that you would are at odds.
Yes.
And you agree with Deborah that folks out there putting their lives on the line, doing good work, and then getting paid a dollar for it is unacceptable.
It's unacceptable. It's unacceptable for them to be forced to do anything at that point also, because they are serving we need to separate worth with mistakes that are made or being in prison. So the morality. Ooh,
say that one more time.
Yeah. The human worth and morality, and it gets really messy because everybody lays all kinds of stuff on top of something that usually is a moment in someone's life. So we all make bad choices at different varying points of our lives. Some of us are luckier than others on the outcomes of those. Some of us get...
Hey, underdogs, raise your hand if you have made a bad choice at some point. I might even made a few this weekend, and I will raise my hand to that. With that, you know, we talk underdog stuff here, and I always like to ask every person that comes on, especially during the underdog spotlight, when I say the word underdog to you, what comes to mind?
Oh, my people. So that's everybody that I'm in and around. So people that struggle, they have a path, they're trying to find it, and they're going to get it. They're going to get there. They're just not giving up. They're just going to keep fighting and getting there and striving. And, you know, everybody makes mistakes. You learn from those and you move forward in a way that's better informed than you were before. And again, like, it's about taking the morality away from, or the judgment, I guess, is a better word for it, for choices that are made that might not be the best, but you do the best you can.
No, I hear you on that. And I wish there was more acceptance of of our humanity. And
that's good.
And the fact that we get to rediscover ourselves again and again, and have our come ups and comebacks. With that, you could be doing anything in the world, right? You also have three amazing kids. Life is good for you.
Yes.
Why do you spend your time
doing what I do?
Doing what you do. Some would say like it's an uphill battle, it's daunting. It is. And like, why are you working with underdogs out there, especially those who are trying to re-enter society and get their swagger back, so to speak?
Because it wasn't always as awesome as it is right now. And regardless of who you are, unless you're part of the 1% who are handed everything, you've had struggle. I've had struggle. It looks different than your struggle, but it's still, you know, I know what it feels like to feel alone. I know what it, which is the worst feeling. I don't care where you come from. And I feel like everybody needs a fair shake. And if I have something to contribute that could help guide, that's really all I'm doing. I'm showing people how to go from point A to point B. They have to want it enough to actually go through the motions and do it. But all I am here doing is showing people how to get there. So that's my job.
Well, I love the modesty of like, that's just all you're doing, but what you're doing is a big deal. And you talk about helping get people from point A to point B.
Right.
When folks come to you, regardless of their past, and they want to participate in the programs and stuff that you have going on at CMC Workforce,
right,
what happens? What are you helping them get from point A to point B with?
So because my background is in construction, and I've been in ownership, and I've been in the management side of it for a long time, I know the different levels. So all I did was, when I started thinking about how I could help and get involved in a bigger, better way, construction's what I know. So construction's what I started with. You start with what you know, and you use the tools that you have. So that's where we started. And really the whole point of because we have a lot of guys in construction
and gals.
Sorry. When I say guys, I mean gals too. Which is very exciting for me. We have a lot of people at the lowest rung and have no idea how to move forward. I'm of the age group that I remember when there was shop class in high school and the guys out in the shop messing with cars and building things.
Oh, I do too. That must mean we might be in the same age group. People are like, shop? What did they taught you how to go shopping? There's an Amazon app that you had in class? No, we were, we could have killed somebody.
Build things with your eyes. Yes, yes, for real. So they did away with that right after we graduated from high school and when the dinosaurs roamed, I guess. So what that did to the construction industry was actually pretty horrific. And they've been talking about it for the last 15 years, is that there's been a vacancy in, first it was a vacancy in the bottom rung with laborers. Now it's a vacancy in skilled labor. And that's really, really bad, because you've got a lot of people who want to do construction, but they don't know how to get from point A to point B. So that's where we come in. So not only are we a vehicle for anyone who wants to be in construction, but we don't delineate. Everybody's in there, this together, you know. So you're judged on the work that you do from the entry point into our program.
I love it. It reminds me of the approach, which I know a lot of people are taking on, called open hiring, where folks can come in, and if they're willing to work and learn, then they got the job. And your program is open admission, so to speak. It is.
We're tough, though. We've got a little bit of a reputation for being a little tough, which is in construction is good. It's a tough industry. You've got to be able to show up when you say you're going to show up. So our pillars are integrity, professionalism, and safety. And we really hammer that home from the very beginning, and the integrity piece is huge. So what we've discovered, though, which is very exciting to me and I love, is that everybody that comes through our program, we're part of a larger community. Mm-hmm. So we really feel that that's the biggest part and parcel of our program is the construction, which it's trades and skill building, and you're learning on the job, and you've got classroom work and all of that kind of stuff, and that's very, very good. But it's also part of a larger community, so our guys and gals actually end up talking to each other. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page that's private that everybody speaks to each other on. We're having our holiday party, so it's really, and I think that's part of our biggest success, is that it's about community. It's about building people up, and it's not just about the job. The job is the backbone, but
they get a job.
Of course. What's the point?
No, I just got it. I want folks to know, like, they get a community, they get support, but they get actual certification and skills to go get a well-paying job and be on the path to having that as their backbone into their reentry.
Yep. Yep. All of those things are very, very important, but you can't.
Very cool. I mean, so a lot of underdogs who listen to this, even if they haven't necessarily been previously incarcerated or part of the military, a lot of folks can relate to a feeling of transition.
Oh, yeah.
And like, man, feeling like they're starting over again.
And not knowing.
What are like two or three things that you see work for folks who come in your program that like folks could relate to in terms of like that help them with a transition to starting over?
Right. So this is, and I'm going to use an example that just actually happened this last week. So we have a young woman who has started, and she's nervous about starting in construction and being on a construction site because she's never been there. And what does it look like? And how is this going to go? And all of those things. So she got very anxious. So I partnered her. I reached out to one of our other graduates who's already, you know, passed the first class. She's in work phase number one, and asked her if I could connect the two. So they're connecting. And so one can relate to the other because they come from similar neighborhoods, similar backgrounds. And they can relate more than I could relate because my background is very, very different. So that is community and connecting them together so that they can kind of help each other along the whole path. Yeah.
Very cool. And it's one of the things that we believe in here too on the Gregory Neesmith Show is there's the old African proverb, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go together.
Right.
And what you're talking about is one of the keys to transition, no matter what your past is oftentimes having a community and support around you to have your things work out.
Yeah.
With that, we're amazingly coming up on the close of the show. It's time flies. I think we have a caller. There's a person outside waiting to come in. Like, it's all happening. And I wish and want more time. With that, though, can you please let folks know how they can support CMC Workforce? Because you're an underdog advocate. You're out here doing stuff for underdogs. And I want to make sure that folks know how to support you. And both in ways that if they don't live in New York City.
Sure.
And then at least one way they can support you if they are in the New York City area.
So whether you live in New York City or you don't, you can always go to our website, which is cmcworkforce.com. And there's a little button on the top that you could donate. Your sponsorship will go directly towards our class. Our initial ICT training class is the first tier. We would appreciate any and all donations. And I just refreshed it this morning, so we're all ready and set for people. If you're in New York City, want to get involved, we're always looking for board members, community members who want to become friends, help on a committee. We have all kinds of different ways that people can help, so feel free to reach out to me. Either through our website, all of those emails come to me, or our Facebook page.
And we appreciate what you do. And for those who are listening to this on the podcast, we will put a link to the website for those who want to support and contribute. It'll be in the description of the podcast. We didn't say this, though, but if people want to get in touch with you, what if they want more Vivian?
Oh, if they want more me, huh? They can reach out to me through the Facebook page. That would be the best way that comes directly to me.
Sounds good. I appreciate you for coming through.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, anytime. And you are welcome back. With that, I leave you with my favorite quote. It's underdogs. Can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.